Well, one state that has already legalized recreational marijuana is Alaska. It did so 2 years ago, but Alaskans still can't buy pot legally anywhere, at least for the next few weeks. Zach Hughes is a reporter with Here Now contributor Alaska Public Media. He joins us from Fairbanks. Hi, Zach.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. And the pot industry was supposed to be up and running by January 1st of this year in Alaska, but the state still hasn't opened its first legal pot shop. What's the holdup?
Well, everything you could possibly imagine, really. Alaska was expected to have its regulations in place by the start of the year, and they more or less did at the state level. The problem came when municipalities had to get in line behind them and also draft regulations and decide how to mesh them with the state laws. And then that kicked off a whole round of voting about whether people at the local level, our counties, our boroughs, our towns, even wanted marijuana to go forward. And there were several voter initiatives to block it there. So, you know, the short answer to your question is regulation kind of has kept this held up, but it's marched forward and we're expecting shops to start opening by the end of the year.
So what about the issue of transportation and the remoteness of some of the cities in Alaska? I know that that has also caused some delay.
Yeah, many of Alaska's communities are what we call off-the-road system. They're not connected to any sort of contiguous road, either to the lower 48 or even to the population centers in Anchorage or Fairbanks and, you know, what we call the road system. So for those communities, there's really not an option that satisfies both state and federal laws. Communities where you have to either fly in or boat to, you know, there's no solution that meshes with the federal ban on transporting a controlled substance on an airplane, let's say, or over water, which is regulated by the Coast Guard. There's really the still kind of outstanding question of whether federal agencies will take an interest in this or how it'll mesh or whether people should expect to get some of their goods and product confiscated or seized. And even our capital, Juneau, there's not really a way to get a lot of marijuana back and forth from there because there's no road connecting it to the road system. I spoke to Mark Malagodi, who's one of the, he's the CEO of a business called CanTest. That's a lab testing facility that'll be on the road system. And for him, this is a lost business opportunity because for a lot of businesses off the road system, there's just no way that they can move products to their facility and eventually to market.
If you take Nome, just as one example, there will likely be maybe two cultivators possibly there, maybe a retail store. There's no way that two cultivators can support a lab. It's just, I mean, it's impossible. So, you know, are they saying that there can't be any industry in Nome? That's essentially what they're saying.
And what Malagodi is referring to there is the incredible expense it takes to get these labs up and running. You know, all the product that's grown has to go to them to be checked for stuff like E. coli and mold. And they're enormously expensive, especially here where just generally the cost of things is so much more. People I spoke with didn't want to go into specifics about costs, citing competitiveness, but we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars to just get stuff up and running, even before you're paying for lab techs to maintain the businesses and potentially expand them going forward. So a smaller community like Nome of, you know, less than 4,000 people just doesn't have that capital to support a business like that and have its own lab. So it has to send product to the road system to get it tested. And right now there's no federally sanctioned, fully legal way to do that.
So Alaska dealing with some unique challenges as it tries to adjust to the world of recreational marijuana being legal there. Zach Hughes at Alaska Public Media in Fairbanks, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.